How to prove the existence of God, the outer way, the simple philosophical way. Let's go over some terms before we start. Necessary existence, also known as wajib al-wujud, an existence which does not need, require, or depend upon any other existence for coming into being. A possible existence depends on something else for it to be realized. Why should there be a necessary existence? If every cause required another cause to come into being, it will cause an infinite regress, which is impossible. It must stop somewhere. Let's explain further. A statement has two parts, a subject and a predicate. A predicate states something about the subject. If I say the sun is shining, the sun will be the subject, shining will be the predicate. Now, to establish the predicate for the subject, it can only have three states. Number one is impossible. So is it impossible for the sun to shine? Or, like the number three is greater than four. Number two, necessary. So is it necessary for the sun to shine? Like the number two is half of four? Number three, possible. Is it possible for the sun to shine? So if I say the sun is above my head, is it impossible? Is it necessary? Or is it possible for the sun to be above my head? Only existence is discussed in philosophy. That which is impossible is not discussed because there is no point discussing that which is impossible. So that leaves us with necessary and possible. Let's quickly look at the meanings again. Necessary existence, something that exists and does not need or depend on anything to exist. Possible existence depends on something else for it to be realized. Because we are talking about existence, this leaves us with three likelihoods. Number one, everything that exists is necessary and does not depend on anything to exist. Number two, everything that exists is possible and depends on something else to exist. Or number three, some existence are necessary and some are possible. Number one, everything that exists is necessary and doesn't depend on anything is impossible. This table, is it necessary? Did it depend on anything for it to become a table? Of course it did. It depended on timber and a carpenter, and at one stage it did not exist. The second likelihood, everything that exists is possible. It's like me saying E was caused by D, and D was caused by C, and C was caused by B, and B was caused by A. This will go on forever and ever, and this is impossible, and also known as an infinite regress. What if A created B, and B created C, and C created A? This is also impossible, also known as a vicious circle. So this crosses out everything that exists is possible. This leaves us with the third likelihood, which some existence are necessary and some existence are possible.